It's always a fun and exciting time when the Bills are set to play the Dolphins. And it happens always once a year in Miami. How exciting is it that this year's game is taking place a little earlier than maybe expected down in Miami? And to boot, it's also a primetime game as well.
It is. This one snuck up on us. If you think about it, we actually hosted the last regular season game of last season. And this year we're hosting the first away game for the regular season. So I feel like I packed up everything just yesterday to unpack it for this week.
Seems like any time, I know a couple years ago, the last time that the Bills were in Miami this early in the season, it was a very hot 90-plus degree day. Players were cramping and leaving the game early on the field. How nice is it this time around, though, with a game or this early in the season for it to be at night, so maybe the heat isn't so much of a factor?
Yeah, I'm happy it's a night game. Give us all day to prepare. It'll still be low 90s at nighttime, probably mid to high 80s. It'll still be humid, but at least we won't be cooking in the sun.
Very good. So how different is it any time that there is a game sort of like this compared to years past, and especially this year being a Thursday night game? I mean, how has it changed over the years for you to be able to prepare for these parties to welcome Bills Mafia down to Miami?
Yeah, a Thursday night game really made me try something new. So we had events on Wednesday, then again on Friday, so we kind of sandwiched the game there in the middle. And it was different, you know, and we're used to the Sunday 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock, and last year, you know, 8 p.m. game. So that gives us a Saturday to kind of welcome everybody to town. I don't know if the NFL was trying to not make Bills Mafia come down to South Florida, but there's a lot of us that live here. And the ones that are coming down, they basically have a 5 or 6 day vacation because nothing's stopping them.
Are you expecting the parties to be as big as they've ever been down in Miami? I know that you've got one happening on as we're having this conversation on Wednesday, but the game, as you said, sandwiched in between, and then another party as the weekend approaches.
Yeah, we're expecting the same amount of fans. Like I said, this is the Florida game, so everybody from Florida comes over for it. Everybody always comes down for Miami. I know people always complain about the heat and the weather. They're here anyways, so it doesn't change anything for us. We're excited. We plan like we're going to have thousands of fans that show up every year. So we look forward to it.
Very curious, because I've seen the video and the pictures over the last couple of seasons with the parties that do happen there down in South Florida. What goes into planning that large of a gathering and accommodating that many Bills fans on a seasonal basis every time the Bills come down to Miami?
I love doing it. That's the biggest thing for me. I've been to tailgates in the past in different cities where there's kind of events all over the place. And the biggest thing that I've done down here is bring the Bills fans together. It's pointless to have 100 fans here, 200 over there. Let's bring everyone together. Let's have thousands. We throw a block party. And now when the schedule comes out, the owners of these bars actually call me and say, hey, are we in this year? What are we doing? What time are we doing? You know, the staff loves us. They love when the Bills fans come to town. I was already at the beach this morning, and there were restaurants that have nothing to do with the Bills Mafia, and they're flying Bills flags on Fort Lauderdale Beach. So it's pretty cool to see.
It seems like that the businesses down there are really happy to be able to accommodate Bills fans. I mean, what is the reaction you get every year from whether it be people from Western New York traveling down or Bills fans already in Florida? I mean, what's kind of the messages that you get every year from Bills fans? Does it always seem like it's a growing list of people that are either A, interested, or B, like asking you, hey, is this happening again? What's kind of the details? That kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's been going so well for so many years that a lot of what we do is repetitive, so the fans already know what to expect. I just kind of have to give them what day and what time it'll be. You know, if we're going to do a VIP open bar type party, or if we're going to do a wristband for like a bar crawl, which what we're doing for this week. Fans love it. We try to make things as easy as possible. So if they're looking for hotel rooms, we have hotel discounts to give them and room blocks. If they need transportation to the game, we usually sell that as well with tailgate packages and everything for the fans. So if they get in early enough, then we have full packages to make things very easy for them. It's usually the people that are calling me this week that want transportation, and I'm usually have to say, sorry, we sold out the 1,000 people already. We're comfortable, and we'll see you in the tailgate.
That's incredible. I know that the event is taking place. You have one party taking place on Wednesday. So by the time that this airs on Thursday morning, give us the details in terms of what Bills fans can expect for Thursday, Friday, or even Saturday night, as well as I'm sure many fans are going to make the trip down and then expect to hang around South Florida and enjoy some warm, sunny weather down there for the weekend.
All right. Yep. So on game day, we have a large tailgate that takes place in the bus lot at the stadium. If you follow our social media for Bills Backers Miami, we will give a link to a map that you can actually click, and it will walk you right to our tailgate. We'll have a DJ there. We're doing a large group photo that everybody loves to be a part of at 6 p.m. Our all-inclusive tailgate sold out, but you can still grab your own drinks, grab some snacks, come over and hang out. It's a large open parking lot. So we just want to be able to bring as many Bills fans together as we can. We get some of the players' families. We get Bills alumni. It's a cool time. Then by 7:30, 8 o'clock, head into the game. And then on Friday, we have a follow-up party at the beach between Elbow Room, Senor Frogs, Blondies, Rock Bar. You buy a wristband for $20, and then you get $3 beers, $5 mixed drinks, which is unheard of in South Florida.
Very good, John. Is there anything else that you want to add that maybe we haven't discussed in our conversation this afternoon?
Just if you want any information, follow Bills Backers Miami for our private Facebook group, and we post the most on Instagram. So that's where you can get the most up-to-date information.